Shay's been listening to a good portion of that. Morning, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Are you keen on a Cox plate rather than running in the vase with Swayness?
Oh, look, it's going to be his last run. So, you know, I mean, the vase probably doesn't bring a lot to the table in terms of the vase. It's probably a preparatory race for the Derby, which he's got no intention of running him in. So, you know, obviously, if we wanted to give him one more run, which I'm keen to give him another run because he's still sort of on an upward spiral, you know, it's probably might be nice enough to run in the Cox plate and be where he fits in the mix.
You heard the comment from Mike there, and I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but I am on the other end. He's given the order of Elmer Ladd, Swayness, and Chivalry in those 3-year-olds. You obviously feel that your horse, if they're looking at 3-year-olds, has probably done enough to get in.
Oh, I think Michael hit the nail on the head when he said, you know, if you go through, say you think Swan, he won a 1400 metre listed race and went on and won the Gloaming, then on one run fifth in the Caulfield Guineas and won the Cox Plate. Swayness was unbeaten until he ran, you know, in the Spring Champion Stakes on Saturday, which I think everyone will acknowledge was a pretty fair version of that race. And, you know, probably a few little things we could change in the manner in which we run him, and he might even finish a little close to the winner. So he's got a victory over the Spring Champion Stakes winner previously, and his form, you know, probably not too bad.
And how has he come through? I guess that's the key as well.
Put on 4 kilos for the run, Andrew, so it hasn't hurt him.
No, he's thrived out of it then by that account. The other one, I guess, I think it's 49.5 if you get a start there for the boys.
Chad Schofield's been booked to ride him if you want.
Okay, that was the key, because I mentioned on Retro a couple of weeks ago that I think Darren Biedman's sort of been helping him. He's back on Saturday. You're pretty keen to use him into the future?
I think he's an exciting young boy. Got a good relationship, obviously, with the Schofield family. We've got enormous respect for Glenn and Tiffany. And, I think Chad's an amazing young talent when they're young. And, you know, when we can, help young people. And I think there's none better than Darren Biedman to assist young riders. And if we can provide Chad with a couple of winning rides going forward, well, I think that would be to our benefit as well.
Has the horse headed for Melbourne yet, John, or...?
They all arrived this morning.
Okay, so travel well?
Yeah, no, he's great. Doesn't turn a hair. He's a very relaxed, laconic colt. And, you know, a lot of... and it's not that we have any issue, but, you know, we always have to keep him up to the mark because he never exerts himself, you know? So, and that's sort of going into the Cox Plate, an issue that I've always sort of kept up my sleeve is that we'll probably look to put some headgear on him and just so that he's focused up a little bit better.
Okay. A lot can unfold between now and Tuesday. It's an exciting time, Spring Carnival. You obviously feel your horse has come out of it, putting on weight. He's giving you every indication that he wants to race again.
Oh, look, Andrew, you know, the other thing, of course, is that I've always had in my mind throughout the whole preparation that the horse's two main focuses will be the Spring Champion Stakes and the Cox Plate, so it's not an afterthought. And Kieran was a great help in terms of the early part of his preparation, the way he rode him, is that he, you know, he never overtaxed him, very soft runs, and consequently the horse has got plenty of petrol left in the tank. So historically, when you reflect back on, you know, the three horses to win the Cox Plate as 3-year-olds over the last few years, all of those horses sort of went into the Cox Plate and improved dramatically from their previous run. So the 3-year-olds that haven't had a lot of success in the Cox Plate have been those that have peaked, you know, at their previous run and then got to the Cox Plate a little bit flat. So we know that he has to improve to be competitive in the race, but he is still on an upward spiral, and I'd say a few little tweakings, the way we ride him, probably addition of some headgear. Hopefully we can make sufficient enough improvement to be competitive in the race.
All right, so that's good news with Swayness, and we'll wait for the next few days to unfold and the makeup of the Cox Plate next Tuesday morning. You mentioned there was there others that went to Melbourne with Swayness, John?
Yeah, Terai Sidestep, they're there down there.
Yep.
And a nice little 2-year-old filly called Overact. So, yeah, Gouldy and went down as well. He'll run in the AMU bars with a view to progression to the Derby.
Okay, so that decision yet to be made.
Yep.
Yep. And Kumanon, you would have been happy with that goes on?
Yeah, look, he's really good running the Guineas. Probably just finds himself, that length or two shy of that real top grade at this stage of his career, but was a very strong version of the Guineas, and we were really proud of his performance. And Kieran gave him a beautiful ride, which helped. I think that we'll give him the opportunity to see if he runs 10 furlongs. I'm not convinced that that's probably where his future lies, but the opportunity to travel a little bit longer in the race without coming off the bottom might help him. You know, it's going to be a big drop in grade for him on Saturday, going back to the Caulfield Classic. So hopefully that'll have him in good stead.
Okay, so run Saturday in the Caulfield Classic. Mate, can you win a race on a heavy track at Warwick Farm today?
Our best chances in race two, Phyllis Corley Hexagonal. She's got a few little issues that provides us at the races. She's got a cantankerous little thing, but she's chock full of talent, and she executes well. She'll be very hard to beat.
That's Hexhill. That's race two, number three today at Warwick Farm. Thanks for your thoughts there, John. We'll wait and see what happens with the Cox Plate.
Thank you, man.
John